Whoa. Why y'all so happy?
You don't know. Charvette Mitchell is on the radio.
It's time to get motivated,
excited,
and influenced.
Why?
It's the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show, live from Richmond, Virginia.
And now,
here to motivate, excite, and influence you,
Charvette
Mitchell.
Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show, broadcasting from the capital city of Richmond, Virginia. But guess what? Heard all across the world wide web. Hello, dolls. Hello, gents. For all those that are tuning in and checking us out here live on this amazing day, we are so excited to have you joining us because, you know, I have two dynamic guests. As always, we just bring you all stellar guest today, and I'm telling you what, I'm going to be introducing them. So I want to shout you out and say hello to all those that are listening in on the phone lines. We see you. Hello, all those that are listening in from Charvette.com, all of our broadcast and rebroadcast stations, from our mobile app users, hey, and from iTunes. Thank you so much for checking out the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show, where our goal is to motivate, excite, and influence you. All right, so today I'm going to be opening up the show. My guest is actually hanging out in the virtual green room, ready to come up to the mic. Rosetta Bernasco is joining us. She is a Christian life mastery coach. She teaches others how to develop a powerful and productive prayer life based on the pure word of God. She is the author of Prevailing Prayer, Unleash the Royal Prayer Warrior Within. And I'm telling you what, if you follow her signature system, you will get to enjoy shortcuts and time-tested strategies for living the mountaintop experience and a wonderful relationship with our Heavenly Father. So Rosetta is going to be coming up to the mic momentarily. But listen, in our second segment, we don't want you to move at all. We want you to stay around so you can hear from our second guest, Marcia Guerriere. She is joining us. She is a personal and professional development coach. She is the founder of, oh my goodness, CEO of Women on the Rise New York. Yep, and that is a small business consulting firm. She is the author of Life Balance for Women on the Rise. And I've got to mention, she's a mompreneur. So with a full-time career in financial technology with, oh my goodness, spanning over 20 years working with Fortune 500 companies, she's able to definitely come to the table and talk about life balance. And she currently is working as a software analyst in addition to all the great things we'll get to hear about. All right, so that is the lineup. I know I have whet your appetites. So go ahead and jump on Twitter. Go ahead and jump on Facebook and say, hey, you need to, like, tune in and listen to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show right now. All right, so let me go ahead and run over to the green room and bring up Rosetta Bernasco again, Christian life mastery coach, books, oh my goodness, so many great things that we can say, a speaker, a trainer, and a prayer counselor. And I tell you what, in the day and age that we're living in, we need that. So we are excited to welcome Rosetta to the show. Hello and welcome.
Hello. Thank you for having me, Charvette. Good evening, everybody.
Yes, we're glad to have you. Oh, my goodness, and just kind of showcase you to our audience. And so let's kind of start from the beginning of how you really got a passion around prayer and, you know, really helping people in this area.
So I think most people who stumble into prayer do so typically out of necessity than anything else. I just, you know, went to great schools, you know, thought I had my life all planned out, but somewhere along the line, things just weren't working for me. A lot of things just felt like everything that could go wrong seemed to be going wrong, and it pushed me. I was already a Christian. I had been born again since I was 12, but it just felt like there were so many things going on around me, and it felt like either God had to be real in my life or I didn't want to have any parts of my faith anymore. And so I decided to sort of go full-blown ballistic extreme and take God at his word and really test him out and try him and see that he could be all those things that, you know, his wonderful word tells us he could be to us. I wanted it to be more than just what was on paper. I wanted it to experience those things in my life for myself. And it wasn't only about changing my personal circumstances. It was about changing me, my own heart, my own desires, my own attitudes. The greatest miracle you can ever get, obviously, is the gift of salvation, but also to be able to imitate Christ more and more each day, your flesh dying more and you becoming more Christ-like. And so that was what took me on that journey of prayer. And not just praying for the sake of praying. I wanted to figure out how to get to the very throne room of God, as quickly as possible, see a life of repeated answered prayer, not just once in a long while. You kind of hit the lottery and you go, glory, glory, hallelujah. And then after that, you go through these dry spells that go on forever and ever. I wanted to have a more consistently productive, results-oriented prayer life. I wanted to be able to experience the Lord in things great and small on a more continuous and consistent basis. And so that was what really began the journey for me. I never really had any intention of going into book writing or, you know, even making this a full-time ministry. But then in February of this year, I had been praying for over 6-7 years about making a career switch and moving away from corporate HR, corporate career coaching, but I didn't know what the next step was supposed to be. And one day out of the blue, I had an awesome visitation from the Lord where he literally downloaded this first book called Prevailing Prayer into my heart. I mean, it was complete with say this in this chapter, talk about this here, talk about, it was the most incredible experience I've had so far. And I've had a lot of amazing experiences with the Lord and with answered prayer. But literally the Lord tapped me on the shoulder and said, this is what I want you to do. I want you to help the body of Christ. There are lots of Christians going through the motions, but haven't really come into a fuller knowledge of their Father, haven't really come to understand the Holy Spirit and his comfort and aid to us in the body of Christ. And many of us are being bombarded by the very forces of hell and losing the battles, whether it's to sickness, to divorce, to, you know, all kinds of negative things that basically take our God's shine away because we're not seeing enough Christians overcoming. And our ability to overcome, our ability to have a victorious Christian life is directly in proportion to the kind of prayer life that we have. And that was what the Lord asked me to do, commissioned me to do earlier this year. And so that's how my very unlikely and unplanned journey began. He said, take the things I've shared with you in your private life. And help other Christians, you know, be overcomers, be spiritual movers and shakers, people who make things happen in the spirit realm through prayer. And so that's my passion and my goal. I've never been so excited and committed to anything like I am now. It's just a joy.
Amazing, amazing. And so did God give you the title Christian Life Mastery Coach? Because I don't think I've heard that before.
So there are life mastery coaches out there. They're not necessarily Christian. You see a lot of people, you know, helping people be better people, make better decisions, take better control of their lives and, of course, their attitudes. Because a lot of your ability to master things in your life stem first and foremost from your mindset strategies. And for me, as a Christian life mastery coach, I believe that every area of the Christian's experience, the born again experience, is still fueled by a prayer life. It's prayer that enables us to accomplish any and everything. So we know that our Heavenly Father is limitless in power and in capability. Nothing is beyond the scope of God's abilities. And prayer is the only avenue by which we're able to tap, to connect to God first, and then tap into and access that limitless, boundless resource and capability that He has. And so prayer is the only way that we're ever going to live this Christian life. When we become born again, our spirit man comes alive. We're spirit beings who live in a body, and we have a soul. But if you're a born-again Christian, that's when your spirit man comes alive. If you're not a Christian, we died when Adam and Eve sinned. And so what died that day when Adam and Eve made that decision was their spirit man. They became disconnected from God. When we ask Jesus to come into our hearts, He revives that dead spirit man and breathes. That's what the whole be born again means. Your spirit comes alive. You become born. And so prayer then is the conduit by which our spirit connects to God's spirit. And it is the vehicle by which we tap into God's unlimited resources and capabilities and pull them from the spirit realm here into our natural life circumstances. And so being a Christian life mastery coach, what that means is I help you navigate that spiritual walk and maximize that spiritual walk so you can manifest everything that you were designed by God to make happen. And that's a little bit about the whole concept of a Christian life mastery coach. You're getting to master this spiritual existence that we're living here on this natural plane.
And I love how your website says, in particular in reference to the book, which is really tying into this mastery piece, is that we become partners with God. So we partner
Absolutely.
With God to make things happen. And so I love that concept that we are in partnership with
Absolutely.
Him.
Think back to Genesis. When God created Adam and Eve, He created this earth for Adam and Eve to run. God does not have license to do anything on this earth without our cooperation. And that's what prayer is. So if you look, He prepared the garden, He gave them work to do, and He would come and hang out with them and kind of get a report on how things were going. But the earth is ours as human beings to run in partnership with God. When He first created, even before He created human beings, He said, let us create them to reign and have dominion over this earth. This earth belongs to human beings. We messed up. We gave our kingship to the devil. And prayer allows us to rightfully restore that broken balance, which Jesus came to redress, that balance of power, right? So when we pray and we learn the principles that are important to make our prayers effective, we are allowing God to work through us. God is not going to come on earth and do anything for us. He's not going to part any Red Sea. He needs a Moses. He's not going to, anything that needs to be done, He needs a human being to do it. Even Jesus's arrival on earth had to work in partnership with a human being, Mary.
Come on here. Yes. I love this. So if you think like that, listeners, that should transform your thinking. That should transform our thinking if we are in partnership. Oh, my goodness. So I know some people are saying, okay, first of all, how can I connect with Rosetta? You know, if do you do one-on-one coaching? How does that work?
I do one-on-one coaching exclusively. I help people also do things like come up with prayer battle strategies. A lot of people are involved in warfare and don't even know that they're in spiritual warfare. They're being beaten up by the enemy. So that's another area of coaching that I help people develop and come to sort of grow in. I do have a website. My ministry is called Pray, Slay, and Reign. And so the website is PraySlayAndReign.com. And Reign is R-E-I-G-N, because we're all about ruling. We're all about power. We're all about restoring everything that we were designed originally to do on earth when God first created the earth and put us here on it to manage for him. So PraySlayAndReign.com is one way to get a hold of us. And I also have, like I said, it's a book coming out at the end of this month, and it's the first of a trilogy, and it's called Prevailing Prayer, Unleash the Royal Prayer Warrior Within. And through the book, in partnership with an upcoming podcast, we break down the fundamental things any Christian who wants to live a victorious Christian life, I mean, on a regular basis, you're seeing signs and wonders and breakthroughs and miracles. It is part of our DNA. It's not meant for some select few people to be prayer warriors. Every single one of us, we were designed to be priests and kings. And so I have the book and an accompanying podcast, as well as workbook and a whole bunch of other types of material, training material, all geared towards this one destination, manifesting the fullness of Christ in me, the hope of glory. That's what we're called to do. Christ in me. We're to manifest Christ in me, the hope of glory. We're not waiting till we get to heaven to reign there. When we say Jesus is King of Kings and Lord of Lords, we are those kings that Jesus is King over. We are those lords that Jesus is Lord over. And so that's our call. Let's rise up. Let's be. Let's manifest everything that God called us to be. Priests and kings, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, called forth to show the praises of God and the wonders, the workings of God. That's our mandate. And I encourage every Christian to come on that journey. It's an amazing journey. God is desiring for his body to rise up and take their rightful place and enjoy being in partnership with him. So that's a little bit about us.
Wow, and be in partnership. And so what's the website address again? And this is a they can pre-order the book, or and when will the book be available once they pre-order?
On Amazon, it's going to be live before the end of this month, probably another week, actually.
Yeah.
But they can also just order directly from the website. Either way is fine. But it's www.pray, P-R-A-Y, slay, because you need to slay some devils if you're going to be successful.
Mm-hmm.
P-R-A-Y, S-L-A-Y, and A-N-D. Reign, R-E-I-G-N.com. And it's the same name on Facebook as well. Pray, Slay, and Reign. As well as on YouTube. We have a channel there on YouTube. I actually often will do live prayer sessions. I teach people how to pray. I teach people how to do warfare. Because power, the kingdom of violence suffers. The kingdom of heaven suffers violence. And it's the violent who take it by force. And the enemy will not always necessarily concede power to you. He doesn't want you to reign. That's why he stole our inheritance in the first place. He wants it for himself. He wants to keep it. And he wants to limit Christians. Satan is always going to try to limit the Christian from praying because he knows that your praying limits him. I repeat, Satan is always going to try to limit the Christian's praying because he knows that the Christian's praying is going to limit him. So power, spiritual power, the ability to make things happen in the supernatural realm and let them manifest here on earth, it comes as a direct result of our obedience and relationship to the Lord, cooperation with the Lord in prayer.
Wow. And so have you found that getting on Facebook, like you said, doing Facebook Lives or YouTube video is helpful? Do people seem surprised that, oh, my goodness, I can hear about prayer in these kind of mediums?
So what's interesting is there's a hunger everywhere. It's just that people don't always know what to look for. When you discuss pain points, things like inability to progress in life, always being hit upside the head by one problem after another, sometimes even evil family patterns and things that control well-meaning Christians, people who love God but can't seem to get ahead for anything, you know, and we don't necessarily talk about these things, some of the battles that Christians are facing and sometimes even end up succumbing to, because we're busy singing beautiful songs in church, but when we go back out there into the real world, we're not able to push back against the works of the enemy. And so once people start understanding, you know, how prayer, prevailing prayer, the fundamental information you need from the Word of God on the things that move God's hand. Look, there's 7 billion plus people here on earth. Everybody wants something from God. It doesn't matter if they're Christian or not.
Yep.
Everybody prays.
Yep.
Prayer is a universal language. You don't have to go to church to pray. This has nothing to do with the denomination. It has everything to do with individuals stretching out their hand, like in that Michelangelo picture, trying to reach out to God, trying to connect with God. And prayer, like I said, is the fundamental language that every language, everybody does it. Everybody does it. Everybody's looking for the one same God. So what are the shortcuts? What are some of the things that will allow us for God to respect and move quicker on our behalf? For example, we know God is not a respecter of persons, but he is a respecter of faith. And so we talk about faith. We talk about a lot of other things that factor in helping you move mountains and shift things in the spiritual realm so that you can see manifestations right here on earth.
Right here on earth. And as you mentioned, you know, prayer being really a universal language and everybody can pray and does pray. And actually in this time, you know, that we are experiencing, you know, with floods and
mm-hmm.
hurricanes,
It's a wonderful time. There's a hunger.
Mm-hmm.
There's a hunger. There's a hunger for God. And, of course, I think that it is wonderful. I think it's also important that we develop individually our own personal prayer lives. Because I used to be one of those people who, you know, I knew who to go call if I needed to get a prayer through, but I wasn't necessarily that person myself. And I think that that's one of our, you know, basic misunderstandings, especially in this day. Evil is multiplying all around us so hard that if you're hoping that somebody is going to, you know, be there for you and pray for you and that they're hopefully going to get it through for you, you're gambling with your life. You're gambling with your spiritual health and sanity. We got to all develop it for our own selves. We have to have our own relationship. And there's a hunger there. I'm seeing it more and more. People saying, look, either this Christian thing works or it doesn't. You know, so the hot are getting hotter, and the cold are slowly falling away, unfortunately.
And so let me clarify, because when we mentioned the floods and the hurricanes and you said it's wonderful, I want to clarify what you're saying is wonderful is the hearts turning to God and people having a
hearts
passion.
Turning to God. Absolutely. There is a hunger,
yes.
Like I said.
Just want to clarify.
There's a hunger, and that's wonderful.
Right.
No.
We're not saying that it is wonderful that people are losing
their homes and all that. There's a hunger. There's a wonderful hunger out there. For more prayer. When you put out a call to prayer, you get even more responses. I also have to say that the political climate has also contributed to an additional hungering for the Lord. You know, the government was never meant to be our source of hope. If you're a Christian, your source of hope is the Lord. It's not who's in power. But with this new administration, I think people have woken up in a new way too, and it's also created a new searching for the Lord in a new way.
All right, a new searching and a new way. So tell our listeners all the ways that they can connect with you in social media and online.
Sure. So the website is PraySlayAndRain.com. Facebook, PraySlayAndRain. Email, PraySlayAndRain@gmail.com. And our YouTube channel is also PraySlayAndRain, or you can search for Rosetta Bernasco. And all of those, actually, even on the website, we have a lot of videos uploaded on there. And they also feed into YouTube. And as the podcasts are broadcast, those will also be available. And the webinars that go with the chapters of the book, complete with training classes, you know, verses you need to learn to really understand, you know, the power of prayer, how to get prayer across, all of those things. There is no real prayer. True prayer is always fed by the word of God. You need the word. Even Jesus, when he was being tempted, even on the cross, he kept reciting verses. Our sword in our mouth is the word of God. A lot of our prayer is dependent on our knowledge of the word of God. And so my book talks about those things, shares important verses. It's not fair to say, here, take the Bible, go find your own verses and pray out of it and, you know, talk to God that way. And so I've sort of created prayer hacks or shortcuts. These are the fundamental things you need to know. These are the reasons why you need to know them. These are the scriptures that back what you need to know. And this is why you need to memorize these things. It's word-based. I don't believe you can do anything successfully as a Christian without the word of God, which is why Job says, I have esteemed your word higher than my daily bread. Your word is more important to me than my natural food that I have to eat. So that's a big part of my ministry. It's understanding the word, making sure that it has taken root in your heart so you can apply it properly to each and every circumstance in your life. It is the manual by which we live, the word of God. You cannot escape it.
Yes.
Every time Jesus was tempted, it is written, it is written, it is written. He was in a hard time, he was praying the word. He was being crucified, he was speaking the word. The word is what's going to get us over the top. And it's not for some select few
sinners.
It's for everybody.
Yes.
Amen.
Ooh, it's going to get us over the top. Amen. Well, this has been amazing. And I know, listeners, you're saying, I have now, if I had had my prayer on the back burner in my life, I want to push it up to the forefront, because now you recognize the power and the authority that you have in it. So, Rosetta, it's been great having you on the show, and we thank you so much for stopping by.
Thank you for having me.
Oh, you are welcome.
It's been a pleasure. I enjoyed the experience.
Thank you so much. Listeners, we're going to take a quick commercial break. We're going to be right
back. It's the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Charvette will be back after this.
Hello, we are 123jobzone.com, an online job search portal. We are user-friendly, and if you're searching for a job, with us, it's easy as 123. Step 1, go to www.123jobzone.com and register as a job seeker. Step 2, once registered, upload your resumes. Step 3, get connected with employers looking for people like you who are ready and willing to work. Don't forget to follow 123 Job Zone on Twitter and Facebook to find out more about our upcoming job fairs. What are you waiting for? Stop by 123jobzone.com today. Good luck with your job search.
Pursue your purpose and choose to live. Be liberated, improve, vivacious, and enlightened. Embracing your inner woman aims to empower, inspire, and encourage you to make your declaration now. Visit LadyAnikaStewart.com. We offer counseling such as mental health, substance abuse, faith-based, and business consultations. This is where dreams become reality. Visit LadyAnikaStewart.com.
Diabetes is a killer. After I was diagnosed, I didn't feel sick, so I didn't listen to my doctor. Then it struck. I had a heart attack, then a stroke, and I was only 49.
2 out of 3 people with diabetes die from heart disease or stroke. Call 1-800-DIABETES for your free diabetes survival guide. Choose to live.
It's not too late. Don't let diabetes destroy your life.
A message from the American Diabetes Association and the American College of Cardiology.
Does your church or ministry have a website? Are you a local artist or author that has an established web presence? If you answer no to any of these questions, you're letting countless opportunities pass you by. Hi, I'm Charvette Mitchell. Mitchell Productions was created with your needs in mind. We will provide you with stylish and economical online marketing solutions. From email marketing to your own website, Mitchell Productions caters to ministries, nonprofits, small businesses, and special events. Check out our portfolio at Mitchell-Productions.com. In today's world, a website is not a luxury, it's a necessity. And Mitchell Productions can create your website in a stylish manner at a very economical price. Don't let business, customers, or new congregation members pass you by. Visit Mitchell Productions today at www.Mitchell-Productions.com. Let us showcase your organization to the world.
She's here to motivate, excite, and influence you. She's Charvette Mitchell. It's the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show with in-depth interviews from today's leading authors, gospel artists, stars that you want to know about. And now, Charvette Mitchell.
All right, welcome back again to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show, broadcasting from the capital city of Richmond, Virginia, but heard all across the world wide web. Hello to all those that are listening in on the phone lines, those that are coming in from Twitter and Facebook. Hey, Carla R. Jenkins on Twitter. Those that are listening in from all across. Oh, we got to give a big shout out to those listening in from our mobile app. Hey. Did you know the mobile app is complimentary? Yep, you can download it on your phone. And certainly those listening from the podcast in iTunes and all of our rebroadcast stations, we say hello. So we just wrapped up our first segment with Rosetta Brenasco. So check her out online. I've tagged her on Facebook, Pray, Slay, Reign. You want to check it out. And now we're excited to be moving in to our second segment. My guest is hanging out in the virtual green room, just ready to come up to the mic to share. I know she's enjoying some virtual snacks while she's in there. And we're excited to have Marcia Guerriere joining us. She is a personal and professional development coach, the founder and CEO of Women on the Rise NY, which is a small business consulting firm. She's the author of Life Balance for Women on the Rise. And let me tell you, she is the voice of experience here. She is also a mompreneur and has a full-time career and is in a role was a software analyst, over 20 years working with Fortune 500 and startup companies in the technology industry. So a plethora of experiences, and really can definitely talk to us about life balance for women on the rise. So I'm running over to the virtual green room to bring Marsha up on the air live. Hello, Marsha. Welcome to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show.
Hello, Charvette. Thank you so much for having me on your show today. I'm so excited to be with you guys.
Woohoo! We're glad to have you. So listen, I know you're on a high right now because you just finished up like an amazing event, right?
Yes, we just finished off our fourth annual Women on the Rise Forum and Expo Saturday, and I'm still on cloud 9999, whatever it is. It was such an amazing day. I am still in a fog. I'm still in a daze. I'm still soaking it in. The pictures are coming in online, and it's just been just an absolute pleasure this year. It's been a great time.
It's been a great time, and I know I am in the midst of planning and scheduling and getting ready to go into full promotion mode for my event that's at the end of December,
yes,
which is my second year. So I know how that event high is, and so really, really great. And being the fourth year, I tell you, do you have any tips for people that are throwing events? A couple tips you could throw out to help?
What I can tell you, I have several tips. First thing is to trust in God, let go and release. Things will happen as they should happen. We get caught up in the numbers. In how many people are showing up, how many vendors you may get, but in actuality, it's all about the quantity, and that means the quality of the program that you are putting together. I know the lineup of women, strong, fabulous speakers that you have coming up for your conference, and it's going to be fantastic. That's the first and foremost, and just be organized. Being organized,
yes.
Organization, which is everything I live for, which is my platform, which is the work that I do through Women on the Rise, that is key to having a successful event. When you are organized, everything comes together.
OMG, and if you are not an organized person, you need to get people around you who are organized, and they will help keep your event organized. Would you agree?
Oh, the team is everything, because we can't do things alone. So that's one of the things that I teach to all of my entrepreneurs, all the women in my circle. Get support. It doesn't have to be family. People are stuck on believing that support is your family. It's not about your family sometimes. Hire, pay, budget yourself properly. Get volunteers that believe in your platform. I had an amazing volunteer team this year that really helped pull this event off. And you know, you have to get to get. And it's really about just having a very strong team that believes in your vision. Because if you have people on your team, you're just throwing people together, but they don't believe in your vision, believe in your mission, it really won't work either. So having a strong team that believes in your vision and wants to make sure that your event is a success is key to actually pulling it off.
All right. There you have it, listeners. The voice of experience from someone who has hosted and has put on successful events. Marsha Guerriere, definitely take her up on that advice. And I'm sure that is a part of, like you said, some of the things that you cover in the small business consulting. So how did you get into the small business consulting?
Well, I got into it simply because I've always had friends. Well, I'm an entrepreneur at heart, a full entrepreneur. I've started small businesses through event planning. I did resume building and writing for many years in the past. Mm. And so I've always had that spirit. And I've always also worked with and enjoyed working for smaller companies. So that gives you that entrepreneurial feeling when you're working with a small company and you get to help them build out their business and their platform. And we're talking about millions of dollars here, right? So we're talking about Wall Street tycoons and the big banks in that industry. So I've always done that. So for many years, I've been helping and coaching friends without putting a name to it, without putting a business to it, beyond just event planning or favors that you do for people that you may know, and just pure mentoring.
Right.
When you see someone in need of a service, I'm always the first one to raise my hand and say, okay, girl, this is what we're going to do. This is how we're going to make this right. And let's work on a plan. Let's work on an action plan to change whatever it is that you need help with. And so about 4 years ago, I'm sitting in my office in my company. It's a small company, 12 people at most, us all together. And I'm like, it has to be more. I am helping these guys. They just announced they're selling to a major company. So we've actually hit our goal. We became a small company that was sought after by a larger company, and we bought out. And so we're celebrating this sale. And the next thing you know, I'm sitting there going, well, it's a great celebration, but I'm what's my gain from it, right? I'm not gaining anything out of it. And it didn't make me feel awesome like I normally would feel. And so I decided that it was time for me to make an impact in my community in a way that I could see the change, and that the change could help me feel good about that I'm leaving here on this earth. So I decided to start with my first forum and expo in my community. And it really was just a community event. I didn't really branch out outside or beyond my community. And I put together about 8 vendors, and it was about 25 people in attendance, and we had a great first year. And it's just been growing ever since. The platform has evolved to this year. We just included our first pitch contest, and we are able to it was amazing, absolutely amazing. And we were able to we're now getting sponsorship from major companies from our community and beyond, and I'm just so proud of all the work that we've been able to see get accomplished through my own work. So it's been really fantastic.
Phenomenal. And so tell listeners how they can, you know, keep up and know when the next conferences and all that are going to occur, online, website or anything you can give to them?
Absolutely. You can find us at www.womenontherisenY.com. That's our website. And you'll also find us on social media. Instagram and Facebook has the same handle, which is Women on the Rise NY. And we are on Twitter at WOTRNY.
All right, there you have it, there you have it. And so I definitely want to, spend some time talking about your new book, Life Balance for the Woman on the Rise. And so, when did you have time to even sit down and write the book?
Good question. I don't know.
Yes.
You just find the time. You plan out your days and you organize your schedule to include time to allow for writing. And I've been writing for quite some time. The topic, as you said, is finding life balance for women on the rise. I also have 5 other co-authors with me. So it's an anthology compilation book. So I haven't written the entire book on my own. I personally wrote the intro, conclusion, and the chapter on life. And I added 5 other writers that are experts in their fields for spirituality, mind and body, careers and business, and finance. And we also have some scriptures, some prayer focus that we've added into the book to help people really manifest and meditate on their goals. So the book is a guide that will help women in all of those categories, help them set goals, organize their lives, and really manifest the things they want in each of those areas of their lives. And
go right ahead.
I was going to say that the time that it takes to put together this book, it really has been it really culminated from all the work that I've done with women in my coaching business as a life balance coach and a business consultant. When women come to me, they're like, okay, I'm doing too much. I need you to help me figure out what to eliminate. And women are always surprised when sometimes I say there's no need to eliminate. It's just we have to readjust. We have to readjust your schedule. We have to put things in the proper time frame in your life. It's not everything that has to get done all the time at the same time. So it's really important that women understand it's about balancing. We can have it all. It just doesn't have to be all at the same time.
And figuring out when and what you're going to pull in to your schedule and what gets shifted off, and then you come back to it later.
Exactly.
And so I love that because I think, people are looking for balance.
Exactly. And finding out, we do some exercises where we find out what can actually get outsourced. We're adding 5 hours a month in laundry or even some nights of cooking. Find out, make a list of the family's favorite restaurants and pick a day and time, schedule it out when it's eat out time. So no one in the house can feel slighted that mommy didn't cook a hot meal. We've agreed upon this already. So it's really about engaging the whole family too and finding balance when you do have a family and you do have other people in your everyday surroundings. That's really important to get them in on the plan. If they're not in on the plan, that's when the headaches come in. That's when the stress comes in.
Yes.
Because everybody wants attention all the time, right, Charvette? It's like, okay, mommy said she's working.
Right.
So sometimes
it's just involving the right people in the process, involving your tribe in the process.
Exactly. And in my I just announced today my newest 3-week webinar where I'll be helping women one-on-one with this. So we're going to use the book, the Life Balance for Women on the Rise book, as the textbook for a new webinar that I just created called Reclaiming Your Life, because I'm helping women reclaim their lives. It's such a great time. We're going to go over insights and actions for balanced living. So we're going to talk about what it means and really reaffirm to people, reiterate to people that there's no such real thing as life balance. It really is about prioritizing and organizing your life. And that's week one. Week two, we're going to actually put it to work. We're going to create action plans together. I'm going to help women create their action plans. I'm going to give them my personal toolkit that I give to my clients for way more than what this webinar is valued at. So, and then the third week, we're going to just really sit down and have some personal coaching time and really examine what their challenges were in identifying their action plan and what we could do to really help them change their mind, because it's all a mind shift, right? It's all about shifting your mind to understanding that, okay, calm down. It is okay to not have to do everything all the time. So I'm excited about this 3-week webinar.
Oh, well, definitely give us the deets on that and where how people can sign up.
You can sign up directly on Eventbrite. It is on the Women on the Rise Eventbrite page where you can, let me go. Give me 1 second. I'm going to get that for you.
Sure. And listeners, while you're doing that, I know you're connected with me on Facebook, facebook.com/Charvette. I have tagged Marsha, so that's an easy connection point, because if you jump right over to her Facebook page, there's some information there for you. So that is a good place, Reclaiming Your Life, Insights and Action for Balanced Living, 3-week webinar series. And the link is right in there for you. So I
thank
know you're
you so
you're
much.
Grabbing that. That's an easy connection
thank you.
Point right
that
there.
That is such an easy connection. This is how new the webinar that I created is, that it slipped my mind, that URL, but it is, you're absolutely right. You can find the link through my Facebook page, Marsha Guerriere, on the Women on the Rise NY page. And even in my group on Facebook, we have a group called We Are Women on the Rise, where I talk, myself and some of my other coach admins may help women find different sources of balancing and stress relievers. And we share important information in that group on Facebook as well.
Oh, awesome, awesome. Great offer. So connect there, listeners, connect. And so the authors that you pulled together to help you co-write this book, did you go through like an interview process, or did you kind of pick out people and say, hey, they would be good for this?
Good, great question. Thank you. Sure, but this is the great thing about this book for me, is that these are all hand-picked authors and experts that I personally worked with and I personally feel are at the top of their game in their sector. We have Pastor Kimberly Clemens Jones, who is the pastor of the Valley Stream Presbyterian Church, and she's also a restorative life coach, and she works with women in counseling. She's phenomenal as our spirituality author. We also have Danisha Boston Hill, who is a marketing expert. She is a small women minority small business owner of two companies. She's a mother, she is a wife, and I watch her juggle and balance so many relationships. She is always supportive to me and every other organization out there. So I enlisted her for the relationships chapter. And then we have Vanessa Lindsley, who is a financial coach and expert. Vanessa is the CEO of the Lindsley Consulting Group and has been a former Goldman Sachs Pitch Contest alumni. She's phenomenal
cool.
in knowing finances. She's phenomenal. And lastly, I enlisted Monique Denton Davis, who has over 25 years of experience in human resources and really helping women. She's currently a career strategist, helping men and women fine-tune their careers and with resume writing, interview skills. So she is, for me, an absolute professional and expert in the careers section. And for finding mind and body, I've enlisted Ohilda Ohink, who is a master of everything. Ohilda is amazing. She is an associate pastor at the Sanctuary of the Beloved. She's a best-selling author, a speaker, a spiritual business coach. She has practiced many modalities of private holistic wellness in her practice, well, Ohi. So I thought she was more than capable of writing this amazing chapter on mind and balance. And lastly, we have Maureen Smith, who is my personal prayer warrior. She is the person I call to at every, pretty much we're talking every day on praying together and really teaching me, trying to teach me scripture so that I become more centered and balanced in my spirituality and religion as well. So I enlisted her to write our prayer focuses that you'll fulfill every chapter.
Oh,
And we've at the end of the book, we actually also included stories of triumph for from everyday women. So the book itself is a guide, is a tool to help you manifest all the things you want in your life in five key areas. But then we wanted to give you some real life stories from women who are sharing how they've overcome adversities to find life balance. So it is a magnificent book, and I'm so thrilled to be able to use my own book as a textbook to the Reclaiming Your Life 3-week webinar.
All right. So, listeners, you can hear this definitely is an amazing book, you know, and it's a book and the webinar series that you want to, you know, grab a hold of. You know, this is for you. And just in kind of your own words, Marcia, if there's a lady that's listening, she's, well, is this book for me? Can you kind of describe the woman, you know, this book is for?
Oh, absolutely. The book is for the women who is having a hard time, finding it challenging to organize their life, the women who are struggling to find a way to have it all, women who are ready to boss up. Let's get it together, ladies. Let's clarify and define the priorities, and let's get ready to really set the path blazing. Women who want to set goals that are aligned with their vision. So you have a clear vision. You just need help setting the goals properly that align with your vision, right? And women that are ready to take advantage of life. Life has so much to offer. So if you're a woman out there and you're ready to take full advantage of all that life has to offer in a relaxed, stressless, stress-free way, this book and this webinar is exactly for you.
All right, there you go. You heard it here live on the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. You heard it here. And shout out to author LaTanya Boyd for making this connection for this interview. And she's definitely keeping it hot and heavy over on Facebook.
Social media.
So thank you, author
LaTanya
Boyd.
Author LaTanya Boyd.
Thank you so much
Can I share with you, author LaTanya Boyd has been a phenomenal resource and support for me. She is my coach. She is my book marketing publicist. She is working with me on really final leg of my book and marketing it out. So I appreciate her so much, and thank her and you for getting me on your show. I'm so appreciative for you guys having me on your platform.
Awesome. No problem at all. Women on the Rise, and I'm definitely a woman on the rise, so that definitely connected with me. So, again, listeners, Women on the Rise, NY.com is the main website there. We've also linked it on our blog. So if you're hanging out and listening to the show on Charvette.com, we've put the link there. We've also put the direct link to pre-order the book is there, Life Balance for the Woman. For the Women on the Rise. And so that link is there if you're just hanging out on Charvette.com. Easy places. And again, you can do your pre-order. And if you pre-order, you're going to get free shipping and an instant downloadable gift. So check that out. All right, Marcia, the last question I have for you. The goal of my show is to motivate, excite, and influence. And we want to know what continues to motivate you.
Sisters like you, supportive people that come together and really empower one another through the supportive airways, through the what LaTanya is doing, spreading the word on social media, people that are supportive, pushes me to continue to support others as well. And I really appreciate all that women do out there in my network that are really pushing to promote one another. That is what it's all about, because when we empower each other, we all rise. That's the motto of Women on the Rise, and that's what keeps pushing me.
Oh, that's good. And I'm excited that I helped to play a part in that. So
we love
that.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you so much for stopping by the show, and we wish you just much more continued success.
Thank you, Charvette, for having me on the show.
All right. You're welcome. All right, listeners, guess what? That is a wrap until our next show. You know how we do it. So just jump over to Charvette.com. Jump over to Charvette.com. If you missed any portion of the show, check it out over there. We're going to talk to you guys later. Bye.
Live from Richmond, Virginia, you have been listening to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Connect with her at Charvette.com. And until next week, stay motivated, excited, and influenced. The Charvette Mitchell Radio Show, signing off.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.